It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. 2026 budget shows effort to reduce aid dependency, says governance expert. NASHF urges greater private sector role in crop production. Drone seen over Danish military base in latest air disruption.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Governance Activist Sam Zulu has noted that the 2026 national budget reflects some efforts towards enhancing the independence of key economic sectors, describing it as a positive step in reducing Zambia's reliance on foreign aid. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Zulu said Zambia's heavy dependence on external support has been costly, citing the withdrawal of assistance by the U.S. government and other institutions as evidence of risks associated with over-reliance on aid. He emphasized that Zambia cannot compel donor countries or agencies to provide funding, making it necessary to develop self-sustaining mechanisms. He observed that the budget proposals show encouraging progress in this regard. Mr. Zulu further pointed out that the provision of incentives on essential commodities as outlined in the budget is an example of the type of policy measure required to strengthen the country's economic independence. He stressed that aid should be regarded as a temporal, not permanent, and urged Zambians to take decisive steps to reduce its vulnerability to external shocks.
And I'm happy that in this year's budget, the minister has tried hard under very, of course, difficult circumstances to give incentives so that some of the essential commodities start being assembled or manufactured in this country. There is a component where I think there will be no tax when importing certain parts to assemble, for example, motor vehicles and motorbikes, he did mention. I think that is a positive move, looking at what I have mentioned or highlighted. Let me conclude by saying that is the way to go. We need to find homegrown solutions.
Continental Leadership Research Executive Director Mundia Hagola has emphasized the need for Zambia's local policies to align with its international policies in order to balance national interests and attract investment. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Hagola said that Zambia's foreign policy must strike a balance between national development priorities and the expectations of external investors and partners. He stressed that governance structures play a crucial role in shaping how the country engages in interconnected world, noting that sustaining peace and security is essential to creating an environment where both citizens and investors can thrive. Mr. Hagola further underscored the importance of establishing a fair and predictable tax system, saying such a framework would safeguard national revenue while ensuring Zambia remains an attractive and competitive investment destination.
This has to be in line with our international, our local policies have to respond to our international, international policies, meaning that we need to create policies that are also going to actually balance the interest of the country and also look at how do we balance the interest of the foreign actors that want to work within our country. Sustaining peace and security remain central to creating an enabling environment where both citizens and investors can thrive and coexist. Equally important is establishing of a fair and predictable tax system that safeguards national revenue while ensuring that investors find an attractive and competitive destination.
Agriculture specialist Dr. Oliver Blair has emphasized the need for coordinated efforts to restore Zambia's ecosystems. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Blair said there must be intentional collaboration among government institutions, the private sector, and non-governmental organizations to address environmental challenges. He noted that partnerships with specialized units can only play a key role in building community capacity for environmental and biodiversity protection, as well as supporting practical tree planting initiatives. Dr. Walaya also stressed the importance of timing in tree planting, advising that trees should be planted with the onset of the first rains to improve their survival rates.
The rate of deforestation is alarming high, and despite efforts towards tree replanting, remains minimal compared to extensive damage inflicting our ecosystem. It is very important that concerted efforts to recover our ecosystem through intentional collaboration among the private sector is critical. The NGOs, the government entities can work together to curb the repercussions of climate change, which has continued to undermine our nations, our national potential across all sectors. Agriculture and other industries are increasingly affected by reduced productivity and also electricity shortage.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Noah Kawito has called on the government to promote wider replication of investors across various sectors, warning that over-reliance on a single large investor limits the country's gains. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Kawito said investors naturally seek to secure an upper hand in any sector they enter, which often reduces the share of benefits accruing to the host country. He explained that by diversifying investment by opening opportunities to multiple players at different scales would allow governments to earn more from a broader base while ensuring that local communities feel the impact. Mr. Kawito stressed that such a strategy will not only increase Zambia's bargaining power, but also enhance job creation and local economic participation.
One investor, no matter how big, in one area, and then they say, no, here we have created investment. No, they should make sure that those investors they are attracting, they are in a replicated form. If you go into emerald mining, how many of them do you have? Even if you give them 80%, you remain with 20%. Make sure that you are in too many of those. If you have 17 of them coming as emerald mining companies, you are 30%. It means it is 30% times 18 of them. So at the end of the day, them they will be individuals, right? Individual corporations or individual investors. But you have many of such. That is how we do investment. Investment is not the percentage that you are getting, no. It is how many of those you have that you are earning from.
We take a break. We do have more news after that.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand. You join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-190-796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Drones have been seen near military facilities, including Denmark's largest, following a series of incidents that caused air disruption earlier this week. The devices were observed above Karab Air Base, among others, forcing it briefly to close its airspace to commercial in traffic. Possible sightings were also reported in Germany, Norway, and Lithuania. It's the latest in the string of suspicious drone activity in Denmark, raising concerns about the nation's vulnerability to aerial attack and sparking fears of potential Russian involvement. Danish authorities said Thursday incursions appeared to be a hybrid attack, but cautioned that they had no evidence to suggest Moscow was behind it. Friday's incident took place around 2015 local time, 1815 GMT, and lasted several hours. Duty officers Simon Skesha told the news agency AFP. For more on this and other international news, we monitor the BBC.
The U.S. State Department says it will revoke the visa of Colombia's President Gustavo Petro. Officials accused him of inciting violence by encouraging American soldiers to ignore orders by President Trump. When addressing a pro-Palestinian protest in New York, Mr. Petro suggested soldiers should obey the orders of humanity instead. The International Paralympic Committee has voted to lift partial suspensions on Russia and Belarus imposed